Daniel, who did?
The clerk in Racine Municipal Court had her third day of calling rave-goers before a city judge. About 300 of the 440 people who received an inmate of a disorderly house ticket at a November 2nd rave have refused the city's offer of a reduced fine. They've pled not guilty to the charge and now face pretrial conferences that begin on Wednesday. Jim Vierdenuk of suburban Chicago received a citation at the Racine rave. He says he had nothing to do with the three rave goers police arrested for having drugs.
I went into this event to dance and to watch some of my friends perform as DJs that night. And I didn't go there for the drugs, didn't know that there was going to be drugs there.
Vierdenuk contends the Racine disorderly house ordinance should only apply to people caught in brothels or illegal gambling parlors. He says he doesn't want the charge on his record and doesn't mind coming back up to Racine for additional court time. A suburban Chicago man named Tim did agree to pay a $100 fine for his disorderly house citation. He says it's too much of a hassle to return for a trial.
I think my rights are completely violated, but there's not a whole lot I can do about it, and it's easier sometimes just to give into it.
The ACLU will help those who do contest the disorderly house citation, arguing in part that Racine violated the First Amendment freedom of assembly. Racine police defend their use of the ordinance, but Racine Mayor Jim Smith admits his city attorney is looking at alternative charges in the case. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Racine.